It's about time. You know how long I've been standing out here? Spare me the story. You got the money or what? Thank you. I ought to start charging extra for assholes who decide to waste my time. You know, contrary to whatever delusions you've got floating around in that overcooked, shriveled up hunk of flesh that some would mistake for a noggin, you're not the only deadbeat, good-for-nothing drug dealer who needs a leather-clad bimbo to abuse them in order to kick off the day. No, sir. This city is chock full of those types. Believe me. It's how I make my living, after all. By the way, manila envelopes, they're a lifesaver. Alright. Let's get this show on the road. I've got places to be. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You don't need a dominatrix, you need a fucking maid. It's like a goddamn pigsty in here. Don't you ever clean this place? I mean, at least spray some Lysol. Make it smell less like an autopsy. Alright, what's our safe word? That's right. Long wing. And of course, I have to ask, because I value my health and well-being, as well as your health and well-being, I know, hard to believe. But, are you on anything currently? Just a hangover. Are you sure? No speed, no X, no coke? Alright. I don't want you to have a breakdown or something and you start trying to rip my fucking guts out or I gotta take you to the hospital. I'm busy. I don't have time for that shit. Alright, close off. You know the drill. And fast. You know, there's something about watching you take off your clothes. It makes you look so vulnerable, like a little puppy dog or something. Okay, on your knees. Good boy. Close your eyes. I'm going to blindfold you. Sorry, but you lost your seeing privileges for this session. That's what happens to perverted slackers who decide to test my patience. I think I'm gonna handcuff you, too. Hands behind your back. Show me your wrists. Too tight? Good. They're not meant to be comfortable. Okay. What to do, what to do? Now, what's that? Spread your knees apart. Love to see you all hot and bothered. It's cute. You got a hard-on for me? Yeah, I can see. Your cock is all nice and hard for me, twitching at the thought of your ever-so-gracious master giving it the slightest bit of attention. Yeah, look at you, so fucking pathetic, so fucking desperate. You're desperate for it, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yes, mistress.
You feel that? Can you guess what that is? Yep, that's my heel. Rubbing right up against your balls. What? You're not scared, are you? Scared of my sharp heel grazing your balls and hard cock? Scared that at any moment, if I wanted to, I could just dig my heel right into your testicles. Make them pop. Leave you infertile. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. I don't think anybody would really care. Hell, I might even be doing the world a favor. To put it frankly, when sick, lazy, depraved degenerates such as yourself are allowed to reproduce, I tend to see it as a loss. That sounds mean, and it is, but isn't that the truth? You're not worth anything. And you never will be. You're a waste of oxygen. The fact that I'm even giving you the time of day is a miracle in itself. In a perfect world, you'd be living on the sidewalk, in rags. Pedestrians would pass you by, paying you absolutely no mind. It's like you don't even exist. You'd be like a scrap of garbage, floating in the wind with all the other scraps of garbage. Of course, we don't live in a perfect world. And because we don't live in a perfect world, I'm feeling particularly inclined to leave your balls alone. Think of it as a gesture of mercy. I suppose it brings me a bit of hope that you're beneath me, blindfolded and handcuffed, completely submitted to my will. Shows that you know your place. Shows that you know what you are and what you're supposed to be. Now, with that said, that's not enough. No, not even close. You're gonna have to give me a lot more before my twisted sense of curiosity is even close to satisfied. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, get on the mattress. On your stomach. Good boy. Now, we're going to play a little game. It's called Spank the Slave. The rules are simple. With every ounce of energy in my body, I'm going to smack the shit out of your ass with this whip, and you're going to shut the fuck up and take it. Matter of fact, I'm going to gag you. I've heard you moan before, and it's fucking unholy. Open wide. Good boy. Now, are you ready? Yeah. That's the spirit. Just shut the fuck up and take it. Like a good boy should. Yeah. Oh, does it sting? Does it fucking sting? Yeah. I bet it does. But you fucking love it. Yeah. You love it when your master whips you. You take every fucking strike with pleasure. You take every crack with sick gratification. You know why? Because you're a little fucking pain slut. That's right. A little fucking pain slut. You love the attention. You're desperate for it. You can't live without it. Makes you feel good. It's your seventh heaven. Yeah. Pathetic, isn't it? You gotta pay women to torture you. Insult you. So you can get off. Yeah. Fucking scum. You know I'm right. Yeah, you do. You wouldn't dare deny it. Because that's how vile and pathetic you really are. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. I might be whipping you. Giving your ripe, tender ass the attention that it yearns for. But the reality is, you fucking disgust me. You make me sick. You make me want to vomit. Actually, I take that back. You'd probably like that. Wow, I really did a number on your ass. I mean, seriously, I wish you could see it. Well, you can probably feel it. But it's all red and purple. There's welts everywhere. Hell, I think you can even see some bruising. Might want to put some alcohol or peroxide on that later. At least your hole's still intact. What? Didn't think I was gonna give your wholesome attention. No, it's been eyeing me for the longest time, and I've been eyeing it back. It needs to be loosened up. Right now it's tight. Incredibly tight. But I'll loosen it up. You can bet on that. Don't you worry one bit. Even if I have to break it, this hole is mine. It's my property. I own it, and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. Yeah, there we go. It's opening up nicely. I can feel your whole pucker around my fingers. You know, at this point, you can't really call it a hole. No. It's more of a pussy than anything. Yeah, a pussy. How do you like that? Having your master mold your tight hole into a nice, welcoming pussy. Yeah, now. I think we're ready. Fuck. Would you stop fucking squirming around? Do you feel that? Yeah, you do? You know what it is? Yeah? Yeah? It's a fucking strap-on. It's 8 inches long and 2 inches wide. And I'm going to lodge it as far as I can up your ass, and you're gonna take it like a good little slave. Got it? Good boy. Yeah. I'm going in. Nice and easy. Nice and easy. Yeah. Nice and easy. Nice and easy. Oh, you like that. You like it when I slide in and out of your hole? Yeah, you do. You do. You love it. You fucking love it. You love taking this fat fucking cock inside your tight little hole. Yeah. Not only are you a pain slut, but you're also a cock slut. My cock slut. This is what you've always wanted. Your greatest fucking dream. Come on. Don't you know? This is what you were born for. To let a bitchy dominatrix put you in your fucking place. To serve them. To endure whatever they put you through. To let them plow your ass with cheap pieces of rubber. Yeah. Now I'm gonna go faster. Yeah, I'm gonna go faster and you're gonna take it. You're gonna take this fucking cock, because that's what a good little slave does for their master. You think I give a fuck if it hurts? Yeah, you're gonna take this fucking cock. You take this fucking cock, you fucking take it. Little fucking slut. I swear to God, I'll break this fucking hole. Think I won't? I don't give a fuck. Yeah, how do you like that? I love it when you try to moan through that fucking gag, but all you can do is let out a soft little whimper. Hurts, doesn't it? Hurts so fucking good. Yeah, you love the fucking pain. You love it. Your addiction. Your obsession. Your fixation. Are you close? Yeah, you're close. You think you're gonna come? Feel like you're gonna come? Well, you know what? I'm feeling awfully generous today. I know, what a shocker. And since you take cock so well, I think I'm gonna let my little slave come. Yeah. Now.
Get on the floor. Well, get on with it.
Come on my boot.
Yeah, the moment you've been waiting for. Look at you. I wish I had a mirror so you could see how pathetic and desperate you truly look. Eyes on the boot! There we go. Now lick it off. Yeah, lick it all up. Make it shine. Now swallow. Good boy. Probably still gonna have to clean this when I get home. Well, did you enjoy yourself? Great. Now what do you say? You're welcome, my precious little slave. Oh yeah, I need a huge favor. You got acid? I was hoping to get a hold of some. I got a friend and he's having this huge fucking rager on Friday. Cool, how much? Okay, what about this? I'll take it off our next session and I promise that I will let you come. You're the best. Thanks.